2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 23. I want to take one last look at this episode, the war between Aram and Israel, and the part played by Elisha and his servant. In this look, I want to ask a question. I ask a question of myself, but of course I'm asking the question of you. I've seen these characters here, these various men, the way they act, the way they respond to events. And I ask myself the question, which of these characters am I? Who best represents me? The fundamental question I'm asking, of course, is, what am I? In reality, what am I? But in giving this short address, thoughts on Elisha, I'm really asking the question of you. Which character best represents you, my friend? Who are you here? In other words, what are you underneath? Deep down, what is the reality about your life and experience? Now, there's a whole host of scriptures could be brought into this discourse, but I'll try and be simple and clear. You see, the four characters we've seen here, what have we seen? Well, we've seen ungodliness, instability. We've seen a man thrashing about. We've seen a man foolish, not knowing what to do. On the other hand, we've seen a godly man, a trusting man, a man who's sure in the Lord, confident, a man who feels the protection of God. We've seen a praying man. We've seen a compassionate man. We've seen a doubting man, a man who cannot see the reality around him. He's blinded by circumstances. You see, these are the characters, the characteristics, the attitudes, the responses that I've seen. Ungodliness, godliness, prayerfulness, compassion, doubting, fearing. You see, war has come. Troubles come. Well, life is full of trouble. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Oh, I know the prosperity gospelers tell us all is wonderfully at ease and peace and happy and well and all the rest of it for the believer. Happy all the day, never a doubt and all the rest of it. It's not true, my friend. Troubles come, trials come, discipline comes, difficulties come, afflictions come, persecution comes to the godly. Many, many scriptures speak of it. Christ is full on the subject. And how do we react? How do you react? What are you like in these circumstances? What verses can I bring into the play here? Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. Well, we've seen that in 2 Kings chapter 6. Here it is in Psalm 34. It's a scriptural principle. Brother and sister, have we the eyes to see? The angel of the Lord, the heavenly host, is with us. More are with us than are against us. We walk by faith and not by sight. Am I that man? 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than those are around you. God is greater than our heart. God is greater than our heart, 1 John 4:4. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Is your mind stayed on God? Do you know God is for you? Do you know that God is greater than your heart? 1 John 4:4. Do you know the angel of the Lord encamps around you? You have a Savior. You have a praying Savior, a living Savior, a coming Savior. Is your hope in God? Or are you ungodly, unstable, thrashing about at the whim and fancy of every circumstance and events? I've told you before what Harold Macmillan, the Prime Minister, said once. A young reporter asked Macmillan when he was Prime Minister, Mr. Macmillan, what's the most difficult thing you face? And so on. And his answer came back, events, dear boy, events. See, what Macmillan was saying that whatever our plans and hopes and circumstances, something comes into our life. You never know what the day is going to bring. We don't know what a day may bring forth. How do you react? Ungodly, unstable, or godly, trusting, looking to God, sure, confident of his promises, resting in his hope? The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. When our heart gives way, then one is greater than our heart. God is greater. If God be for us, who can be against us? You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Brother, sister, is your heart and mind stayed upon Jehovah? Are you a praying man, a praying woman, not only in difficulties, but trusting in Christ day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment? Do you show compassionate care and concern for people around you? Remember, Elisha is compassionate and caring for the soldiers of Aram. Are you like the servant? You have doubts and fears and you cannot see. Tears blind your eyes. Which character are you? Who are you? What are you? That's the question here. I ask it of myself. Pause, my soul, and ask the question. Art thou made a real Christian? Are you really in Christ? And as Joseph Hart said, something must be known and felt. What it is to be a Christian, to know Christ, to have that experience of trusting in him. I am rebuked by this passage. I too often doubt, act really as an unstable, ungodly man. I don't pray enough. I'm not compassionate enough. I've been rebuked by it. But praise God, I have. Do you want to be more godly, more stable, more compassionate, more prayerful, less doubting, walking by faith and not by sight? And if you've never begun, my friend, if you've never come to Christ, begin now and walk in this path with us. May we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.